Dairy is. It's a huge sector in my district, and it's been challenging. The marketplace is always challenging with dairy. I'm focused on one is labor, a huge issue. Labor is a huge issue right now for everyone because I think one of the flaws in the most recent COVID relief package was extending those enhanced unemployment benefits that combined with a lot of the other disincentives to work has caused a lot of people to sit on the sidelines and not get back in the workplace. But regarding dairy in particular is the need for a reform of the H-2A visa program, which is the migrant worker program. It was developed as a seasonal migrant worker, so it has worked well for a lot of agriculture, but not dairy and not some others that are non-seasonal in nature. So I co-sponsored a piece of legislation in a House that did pass, bipartisan, reformed H-2A to make it workable for non-seasonal agriculture. And I'm very hopeful that it would get some legs and make it through the Senate. I think it would be a great opportunity for a bipartisan win on a specific area of immigration. That is a huge issue. I think that the other would be, President Trump negotiated a great deal with Canada, the replacement to NAFTA. There was a lot of reform in terms of bringing down tariffs in Canada on dairy to make us be able to engage in that marketplace up there. Unfortunately, the Canadians have not adhered to that at this point in time. So we're working on a bipartisan basis as well with the administration to make sure that those agreements are adhered to. I think that's a great new market for dairy in our area, again, with our close proximity. Certainly, we need to get the Canadian border open. That's another issue I've been very focused on, which is very important to the region.